sheep are always there.
Well, tell us who said that.
Gene.
Gene.
My principal.
I tell you, if you really, I guess, if you really want to, he's not my neighbor, but I got this good friend around here. I tell you, that's KW.
Mr.
We put him down. I worked at the Aquinas Club.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Mother, put the walkers down, put the wages down, and put Paul Lamb and his wife down. They're real
good friends.
All
them good friends of mine.
You just have too many friends to listen, right?
All of them.
Paul Lamb and his wife's just as good of friends as we got anywhere. They're real
good. They were friends. And we got good friends. Now,
How long
have you lived
here?
Huh?
Right here. How long have you lived in this house?
Be 6 years
in
September.
Oh, you haven't lived here too long.
Yeah.
Where did you live before you lived
here? We lived here in Fayette County, right around here. We lived over here
at
Dr. Place, right
there
the
side. You know, that over on Mark Road where they're building
all them houses? Yeah, up there.
You know where Greg Myers and Herman Chapel lives?
No, I don't think.
Well, she don't know. Well, it's on that road up there.
Oh, I tell you what I don't tell you. You know Miller, you know her, I know. It has all that to do with the recreation center.
Arlene.
Yeah, Arlene. Mm-hmm. You know what? Now, she didn't tell me this, but somebody else told me. Said there wasn't but two men in Fayette County, and that is Clay and Ed.
Very good. Is she still on that program up there?
No.
Did she still have that program?
Yeah, I think so. I went by there that month already to get to see. I ain't seen it. But once since prayer, but there wasn't anybody out there. I think her and her husband are going to split up.
Oh, my goodness.
I think so.
I didn't even know she was married.
I tell you, Billy asked me the other Sunday over there, we was fixing to get in the car to come home, you know, after church, and he called me, he said, Miss Jessie, says, wait a minute, says, I want you and Mr. Cleve and Lois was with me, my sister, and Miss Lois, I want y'all to really pray for my home. And I said, well, Billy, I said, what is the trouble? What, you know, what's wrong with y'all?
You're getting that on there now.
Are you?
It's perfectly all right. Nobody in town will hear it.
You're getting that on.
Well, I'd
like to know what was said.
Well, he just said that he didn't know. He said I there was just mixed up and that was all. You know, he didn't know anything.
Well, often I see Billy waiting for the bus for Keith to get off. Evidently, he goes home every weekend.
Well, no, I understood that. He goes home every weekend, but he stays with her through the week. I've been told. Does he come to school to Fayetteville?
Yeah, but he's in the little primary school. You know, because of Brooks being moved up there.
Well, no, if y'all quit talking, I follow you better.
Cleve, you that hard?
No, I'm not gonna tell it. Then I'll answer a question.
What's that?
Now we was talking about at the time that my father all of us moved to Atlanta. Well, this railroad went right along out here then, back to this house. There's a railroad, went to. And